Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment, and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about public transport and how people might avoid using cars. I chatted to one Bray resident to see what he thinks about using the bus.
Well, I don't mind the bus. I think the bus is relaxing. And my dad works on the buses as well, so he can get me on. So, yeah, I don't mind the bus. I mean, obviously, I would want a car, but then I think about, like, tax and insurance and stuff like that, and I'm fine just, you know, getting on, you know, my dad or my Leap, you know what I'm saying? I'm fine with that, you know? So it's getting me from A to B, basically.
Meanwhile, our intern Meg Keogh chatted to some international students to get an outside perspective of Ireland's public transport.
How environmentally friendly would you say taking the bus is?
I would say it's a lot more environmentally friendly than taking the car. And I know some of them have low emissions or run on hydrogen, but not as efficient as they could be, because I know a lot of them are empty most of the time.
Much better here than in the US, so I'll give it that.
So what would you say your familiarity with the bus system in Ireland is?
I'd say I'm pretty familiar with it. I mean, we hit 2 buses a day to go to work, so I feel like I've gotten quite a bit of practice on it. And I feel like, you know, getting around, I'm pretty familiar. I wouldn't say I'm scared to go on any bus or figure out how to get somewhere.
How environmentally friendly would you perceive the bus system as?
Very environmentally friendly. They have green all over them, so I feel like it's got to be pretty friendly. I mean,
I would say you have about 20, 30, sometimes 40 people packed on a bus. That's 20, 30, 40 cars that aren't on the road. So I would say much more environmentally friendly than that, I guess.
How would you say that the bus transportation system could be a little bit greener, like more environmentally friendly?
I know. I'm trying to think. I mean, maybe just expanding the access. There's a lot of access in the city, but maybe expanding into other parts of Ireland and just getting a vaster network put together over there.
Bikes have become a handy way to get around Bray too, with Bolt launching an e-bike scheme to make cycling around Bray an option. I chatted to Fine Gael councillor for Bray, Melanie Corrigan, to find out more.
Well, Max, I think we're all a bit more aware of, you know, our concerns about climate change, deteriorating urban environments and our unhealthy lifestyles. And more attention has been placed on the role of sustainable transport alternatives in Ireland. And the e-bike scheme has emerged as one such alternative and has experienced unprecedented growth in countries and cities around the world. And we're very lucky that Bray has been picked to be the first in Wicklow to have such a scheme. And the scheme has been introduced as part of the objective to increase cycling, reduce congestion, improve air quality and enhance active mobility options for the public. And this was dated back to October 22 when the Climate Action Officer proposed such a scheme for County Wicklow, and Bray applied for it and was very successful, thankfully. And the scheme, yes, has been introduced now, so on a pilot from last Monday. And even the stats now that have shown the amount of, in the first 4 days, like over 1,100 kilometres were cycled. So it shows there's a need and a want in the community here for such a scheme. You can get it from home to the DART station, get it from the DART station back home. So there's no need to get your car out. They're good, solid bikes. So it's going to create a huge excitement in the community, and there is a real need for it.
And it's brilliant. It's taking a lot of the pressure out of Bray Town Centre. It's taking the cars out and it's making the town a lot more accessible, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Much more accessible. Not only that, but the cleaner air by not having to take your car out. It'll be cheaper. But yes, it'll mean you can get possibly from the Southern Cross down to the DART station or down to the main street a lot quicker than you would in your car.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. As well as this, Ecclesiastical Insurance Ireland is inviting people to nominate a climate and environment charity to receive €5,000. That's a part of Benefact Group's Movement for Good Awards. Nominations for this special grant are only open until tomorrow. It's easy enough to nominate a climate and environment charity online. All you have to do is go to climate.movementforgood.com. Winners will be drawn at random, and the more times a charity is nominated, the more chance it has of being selected. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commissioner Mann with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumasúil na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.